Sir Avram ben David Meir Levin, Zichron Lebracha.
This is Yard Says today, Bill Bayon. So let's learn a little bit. We've done Kamarna. What I mean we've done? We've spoken a little bit about Kamarna. We've spoken a little bit about Biala. So I want to speak about something very close to my heart. I want to speak about House of Radomsk. And it's very different in many respects than the two chatzeres that we spoke about beforehand. And I hope to elucidate together with you guys. And this shiur, I guess, is going to be more focused on the Torah of the Radomsker, and specifically Tiferes Shlomo, who's the founder of Shoshalos Radomsk. So we focus more on his Torah, and we'll speak a little bit about his children, his grandchildren. So maybe with a little bit of akdama, the library of Chassidus is vast. There's so many sfarim to go to.
Ooh.
There we go. Astov. So there's a... should be napkins somewhere. There you go. Right. Kosi Ravaya. Or Coca-Cola Ravaya. Pouring over. Anyway. So the Chassidic... the library of Chassidus is large. There's many different sfarim that a person can turn to. There's what we would call, quote-unquote, the classics, Sfasemes, Kutumaran, Tanya, Siva Shalom, for many people, the Psicha, the Chassidus, very important thing in its own right. But when I discovered, I came across, and nobody told me about the Tiferes Shlomo, and I discovered the Tiferes Shlomo, it was like one of these things where you spend your time looking like, where's the vort, where's the big idea, where's the thing that I'm going to say over? And then you realize it's every word of the Tiferes Shlomo. Every single thing I said today, the consistency of Chiddush, the consistency of Biurim and Perushim, and the creativity that comes out of the Tiferes Shlomo is astonishing. If for nothing, I hope he writes in that this introduction to Radomsk will serve as an impetus for people to open up this farm of Tiferes Shlomo. Alone. So let's just go through the Shoshalos itself. If you look on the top left corner, so that's the seal of the Tiferes Shlomo. That's his own personal seal with the hands, or what's supposed to be the hands of Kohanim. And the grainy image right next to it is actually the Latin signature. You could even make out the word Rabinowitz. Huh. It's the Latin signature, side by side with the Hebrew signature of the Tiferes Shlomo. This is on his Ksav Rabbanus. This is on his rabbinic contract. Something very important to me as a shul rabbi, and his rabbinic contract when he became the rav of the town of Radomsk, he came in as the rabbi of the town, not necessarily as an admor, not necessarily as a Hasidic rabbi, but he came in as a rabbi, a town rabbi, a posek. So this was on his. We actually have the text of his contract. Talks about how much money he was supposed to get, and how this community is supposed to pay for the hotzahs for Yamin Tovim. And the expectations of him to be Dorish and Shabbos and Muadim. So it's actually an amazing document. Shoshalos Radomsk starts with the following. You have the founder, Bishlomo Akoin Rabinovich, Skusa Yagin Aleinu, that's the Baal Tiferes Shlomo. His rabbis, he met and spent time with Yehudi HaKadosh. His main rabbi is Rav Meir Mi'apta, who's the Balor L'Shamayim. Rav Meir L'Apta is a Talmud of the Choza, and we'll see a little bit from him in a moment. He also received much learning and was a chassid in certain respects of Yisachar Ber Miradishitz, who was also known as the Baal Shem Tov Asheni. He was known as Baal Mofes. Apparently, the Kotzke Rebbe even used to send people to Rabbi Yisachar Ber to see Mofsim, which is a strange thing in its own right. If we know the Kotzke and what the Kotzke stands for in Avoda, and then he also learned by Rav Avram Tzvi Hirsch based in Pietrikov, and one other Rav of his that he learned Torah from, he received from many different people. One other rabbi that he received Torah from was Yishaya Valtri Mipshed Vorj. Mipshed Vorj, who was the Chavrus of the Yehudi, and was called by the Chozlevin Aron Hasfarim Sheli. That's what he said about him. And apparently, the Tiferes Shlomo, I heard a story from Shlomo Karabach, apparently the Tiferes Shlomo was zochet to meet the Choza in the last year of the Choza's life, when the Tiferes Shlomo was 4 years old. So that's his Rebbe's. But in many respects, I think we could say he was also an autodidact. He was a person that learned and developed much of his own learning and his own derech of explaining the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov in his own right. And the Tiferet Shlomo dies in 1866. His yard says Chavtes Adar. And he has a son, one of his sons. He had two sons. One son becomes the Av Beis Din in Radomsk, and the other one becomes the Admor. We'll focus on the Admor. That's the Baal Chesed Avram, or Avram Yisachar ben Rabinovich. He dies in 1892. His son, Erev Yechezkel Rabinovich, Chusi Agen Aleinu, is the Knesset Yechezkel, dies in 1910. And finally, we end off with Erev Shlomo Chaim Chakoin Rabinovich, Shemikon Dama, we'll speak about in a moment, who was killed by the Nazis in 1942. Along with his wife, his child, and his son-in-law, who is a great Gaon in his own right, Rabbi David HaKohen Rabinovich, was also a cousin as well. And so we'll talk about them in a moment, because I believe it's apropos during this time of the year, the 9 days, and Tisha B'Av is unfortunately upon us. So to talk about a little bit of what was lost. I had a machshava when preparing for the shir that maybe we would spend this week talking about the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov during the Holocaust. There's an entire sefer on Otzar Chacham called Admorim Shenisfu B'Shoah, which talks about all the different tzaddikim that were killed by the Nazis and all the different shoshalos v'chassidim that were stopped at that time in our history. Radomsk is a perfect example. Radomsk, at one point, was one of the largest chatzeros and chassidus, thousands and thousands of chassidim. Other houses like Alexander was tremendous. Even Radzin Ishbitza, which many of us are familiar with as well, we're talking about almost entire chaseros of the rebbes and their children and their chassidim that were almost completely wiped out. It is an important thing to remember just how amazing and impressive it is that we see, for example, chaseros nowadays like Belz and Babov that have many chassidim and have managed to rebuild themselves, Hans Kleisenberg, Satmer, places that have managed to go ahead and somehow, I don't know how it's possible, but to somehow rebuild and to continue in Avodas Hashem that their ancestors and that their parents had before the war that was almost completely snuffed out is nothing short of a modern day miracle. I mentioned to some people afterwards, just to watch the Channel 2 documentary on the Kleisenberger, and you could see just what an unbelievable thing it is to have lost everything. An entire way of transmission of life in Chassidus that was almost completely wiped out. Not just people, but Orech Chaim, complete Orech Chaim that was wiped out, and that they were able to rebuild is something that is worthy of admiration. And one is mishtomim when they reflect on it. It's nothing short of a miracle in my eyes. So a little bit about the Tiferet Shlomo. Tiferet Shlomo's father, Rav Dov Tzvi HaKohen, and his mother is Maras Fromet. He's born in the city of Voltsova, and his Saba, from his mother's side, is the Gaon of Shlomo Avdeistin of Pinshov, who was a grandson of the Megala Amukos, who was involved on the side of the controversy between Rav Yonis and Eibschitz and the Yaivitz. So he was somebody that defended Rav Yonis and Eibschitz, and I guess he transmitted that to his great-grandson, because it is said of the Baal Tiferet Shlomo that he knew all of the Urim V'Tumim, which was a Sefer on Yerodeya and a Cheshchita, and he knew it all Baal Peh by a young age. That was, I guess, the Mesorah in the family. And they have a Ksav Yichus that goes all the way back to David HaMelech, Olav HaShalom. So that's his Saba. And he was an Admor and also a Chassid, even though he, at a certain point, was Mekabel and Nesius and the Chatzer, and Chassidim came to him. We'll see in a moment how the Chassidim came to him. Even though he was both a tzaddik and a leader, he was also a lifelong chassid. The Radomsker would travel to the Baal Devei Chaim, to Rechaim Mitzanz his entire life, and he managed to combine both of these elements, being somebody that was behachna to other tzaddikim and also being a tzaddik in his own right. There's a story that's told about the Radomsker, that the Radomsker died while learning Sefer HaZohar. The Hasidim had come in and saw him in the morning. They had thought that he was sleeping with the Zohar, and after a number of hours they were mafkin that he didn't have Ruach Chaim bo, and that's how he had passed away. And the Sparim that I used in preparation for this year, there's a number of Likud Sparim, and I just, the Roim for Show and Tell, I actually thought I would be here earlier in traffic, so I just wanted to show. So this is the Tiferet Shlomo, this is those other edition. I'm told there's much nicer editions, there's a Mir edition that has a very long Hakdama and biography. So it's Torah Mo'adim, and there's Likutim in the back. And here's another Sefer that I managed to get my hands on, which is out of print. But it contains Shlosh Sfarim Ptuchim. There's Yikal Shlomo, which comes from the grandfather, from the grandfather of Baal Tiferet Shlomo, Rav his grandfather, who was the Av Beis Din of Pinchov, Yikal Shlomo, Beis Shlomo and Ateres Teferis is the Chidushim of the Baal Teferis Shlomo on Maseches Ksuvos. So I found this from Mizrahi Books Online, which is an online used bookstore on eBay, and they have all kinds of treasures. And if you want to waste a lot of time, you could just cycle through the thousands and thousands of pages and see if you like anything there. So I managed to get my hands on this also. The Sfarim that I used also in preparation were the Likud Sfarim. So there's a Sefer that was brought out already in the lifetime of the Knesset Yechezkel called the Niflos HaTiferet Shlomo, which has biographical details. There's Nitzutzei Tiferet Shlomo, which is, you know, short Likud of different Torahs. There is a Sefer called Malchus Beis Radomsk, which is a biography and history of the entire Mishpacha. So this is a Sfarim that I used. Just before we get into the Torah, I want to talk a little bit about the last Admor. Well, I say the last Admor, even though the Chassidus of Radomsk did continue after the Holocaust. There's a Radomsk based Medrash in Lakewood. There's a Radomsk based Medrash in Borough Park, I believe. It even has a Twitter account. And there's also, right, that's how you know it's real. That he, yeah, I think so. He follows it when I saw it today, and they follow him. And there's a Radomsk Kollel in Eretz Yisrael also, I believe, in Bnei Brak. And the Admorus was passed over, but the last Rabinovich to lead Radomsk was Roshlomo Chanuch HaKohen Rabinovich. So I want to speak about him for a second because I believe it's important to speak about during the 9 days. In the time that we were in, he wrote a sefer called Shivchei Kohen. He was an usher muflag. He was an incredibly successful and wealthy businessman, and he was also a rebbe. He ran a system of batei sefer, of schools called Keser Torah, which by the time the Holocaust came around had something like 36 yeshivas. It had a kolam mitzuyanim in the city of Sosnovich, which was where Rosh Shlomo Chanuch HaKohen lived. And numbered something like 4,000 Talmidim throughout the system of yeshivas, just to give you a sense of the scale of what we're talking about, the Hafatz of Torah that we're talking about for these people. Hi.
Where's Radomsk?
Radomsk is Poland. Radomsk is I think it's like slightly outside of Galicia. It's Poland proper. Remember we said Galicia? I don't know. I remember in the first year we were talking about Kamarna, so Galicia is really at the nexus of Ukraine, Poland, and Romania is right underneath it. So this is, but Radomsk is Poland proper. And so back to Shlomo Chanuch HaKohen. So he's killed in the ghetto of Warsaw, and there were many, many different attempts to try and save him, to try and get him the opportunity to leave. And the Hasidim report, and when I say Hasidim, specifically one very faithful Radomsk Chassid, Rav Naftali Besser. Rav Naftali Besser's son, if you ever saw the book, the rabbi, you definitely saw it, the rabbi of 84th Street, so the Besser Shtiebel, so that was his son, Chatzko Besser. And he reports that the Baal Shiv Chei Kohen would go around and say, V'soicham Ami Anoichi Yosheves. I am here with my people. It's obviously the words of the Shunamis to Elisha Navi in Malachim Beis. But this is, he said, I stay with my people. And even though there were many attempts to spirit him out of the ghetto and to save his life, he refused. And he was killed. He said, Batua Chani, he's reported to have said, I am sure, Sha'amalik yunutzach b'sofa shadavar, that Amalek is going to be defeated at the end of the day. He says, who knows if we're going to be the ones to see it. So maybe we'll be the ones to see the defeat of our day's Amalek. It should come soon. And he was. This is talking from somebody that was looking Amalek directly in their eyes. Basically, the story goes is that they were in Warsaw, and the Gestapo apparently had a unit of sorts that would track down the Admorim, that would track down the great leaders of the Jewish people, and they had lists, and they would try and find them and track them down. One story that I saw in Rabbi Avram Finkel has like a catalog of different Admorim, short biographical sketches. Apparently, they wanted to track down the Imre Emes, Slusyagin Aleinu, and they came and they found where the house he was staying, and Gestapo, Machshma, Menachi on the door, and Wobinister Rabbi Nar Alter, where is Rabbi Nar Alter, where's the Imre Emes? And a chassid actually decides in the spur of the moment, so the story goes, the chassid comes out, and he says, you got me, ich bin her Rabbi Nar Alter, I'm the Rabbi Alter, and they shot him, they summarily executed him on the spot, and that gave the ability of the Imre Emes to eventually buy time and escape and survive. Ger is one of the largest Hasidus nowadays. So what happens is they rounded up Jews for an akzia inside the Warsaw ghetto, and they come and they locate the house that Rav Shlomo Chanuch HaKohen is with his wife and his son-in-law, with his daughter and son-in-law. His son-in-law is also a cousin. His son-in-law is an amazing figure in his own right, the Chabina Rav, who has a famous distinction of being apparently the only person that made it into the Chazon Ish alive, that was quoted by the Chazon Ish even though he was still alive. Chabina Rav, he's a great Gaon. I believe his Tshuvas are Doviv Nisharim. So the Chabina Rav, I believe, I might be making mistakes. The Chabina Rav, who was a great Gaon in his own right, said, and try and understand as you can this kind of a pit, but this kind of a statement. He said, there's two things about the Holocaust that will always be avoided in my heart. The first is the loss of Alfei Revavos Bnei Yisrael, the myriads of the Jewish people, and the second is the loss of Rav David HaKohen. This is the second is the loss of the son-in-law. He was the Rosh of all the yeshivas Keser Torah, and he was apparently this tremendous Gaon. Anyway, the story goes that the Gestapo locates them. They come to their house and they say to Rav Shlomo Chanuch HaKohen, they say, come outside to the court, you know, we're going to take you to the forest. He says, Kever Yisrael, I need a Kever Yisrael. And so Nazis don't ask twice. And he said adamantly, this is where I'm staying. And they executed him on the spot. And he was buried by his chassidim afterwards, separately. But he was executed like an animal. So together with his grandson and his wife and his son-in-law. So he's a great tzaddikim. So it's hard to fathom what this means. And so this is the time of year that we try and think about such things. And a yid is crushed if we try and think about these things too often. But bears saying, bears internalizing, bears repeating and saying that which we have inside of us. So I know that I prepared Divrei Torah from the Damsk. I'll tell you one other thing, but you should hear it for yourselves. So I'm not really... I don't find myself the music. Yes, I don't know so much about Rav Shlomo Karbach. I don't know so many stories well. But one thing that I remember listening to with a friend of mine is a recording, very grainy recording. Rav Shlomo is in some ashram or something in the early days, and with like lost yidden, and he's talking to them about Yom Noraim. And there's this one guy that you hear in the recording comes in, and it's a missionary, and he starts arguing with Rav Shlomo. And if you heard it, stop me. And basically, Rav Shlomo, I've never heard Rav Shlomo Karbach get angry, but eventually Rav Shlomo Karbach has had it with this guy. He says, I'm trying to teach Torah to these Jewish people. I'm trying to teach Torah to these men and women and to bring them closer. And he says, and he screams, get out of here, get out of here. And then Rav Shlomo goes off. He says, every single Jew here, every single person here has holy blood running through their veins. Their grandparents, their great-grandparents, the ancestors before them were ready in a second to be Moser Nefesh al-Kiddush Hashem, and many of them did. How dare you? Get out! Get out! And he yells at them. And so this is what we have. This is our Masorah. These tzaddikim are our Masorah. So we should be very, very proud that the blood of these tzaddikim, that Shem Yisrael's Nikra Leinu, and that the blood of these tzaddikim runs through us, and that we can learn their Torah, and that their Torah is part of our Masorah. So that's important chizuk, I think, for me at least. So let's take a look at the Torah of Radomsk. Radomsk, what makes Radomsk so incredible is that the Tiferes Shlomo was not necessarily looking to be Makabel Nisius of Rechatzah. The Tiferes Shlomo became a Rebbe, I think strictly by dint of the fact that his Torah was so electric, that his Torah was so Moshe, that his Torah was so magnetic that it brought people towards him. The Tiferes Shlomo was Osei Chassidim to the extent that many of his mentors, many of his rabbis, for example, one of the Talmidim of the Chozer of Dov Milela, the founder of the Lelever dynasty, so he had son of Moshe. Rav Moshe took Lelev to Eretz Yisrael, to Tzas. And so when he made Aliyah, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, so he sent all of his Chassidim to the Tiferes Shlomo. And furthermore, for example, Rav Yitzchak Varker, who didn't really start a dynasty in his own right, so Rav Yitzchak Varker sent all of his Chassidim to the Radomsker. And the Radomsker gained and gathered Chassidim. Radomsker started just by dint of, so can you imagine, not necessarily because of he did have distinguished lineage, but Radomsk became Radomsk by sheer force of the Torah of the Radomsky Rebbe. And when I say consistent creativity, consistent excitement, consistent brilliance, that's what we find in the Torah of Radomsky. We're still on the first page, so let's take a look. So the son of the Radomsky describes his father in the following way. The Chesel Avram says, Umishapotach mar aves tiv. What were shiurim by the Tver Shlomo like? What was it like to be in the chutz of the Tver Shlomo? Just picture to yourselves the situation here. Sapir b'no b'divre akdama, hayuakum is'orim mamish b'is'orim is'gedola. Everybody would be uplifted in a tremendous sense of loftiness when they were in the chutz and they were in the tselo of the Tver Shlomo. Upiv ki yorizike eish ha-shayim lesun. He was speaking about the matter of Gilgulim. It was like sparks of fire coming out of his mouth. And he says, after Chatzos, has been Yonei Tshuva, that repentance, Shumivi, Smuch, Midvrei HaMidrash, Hazor HaKadosh, Kozos L'Acher Chatzos, Halayla, all this would be in the dead of night, deep in the dark. That's like a picture, if you can imagine what it's like visualize what it's like to be in the position of these tzaddikim. So I want to start off with the tefillah. We've already been speaking for 15 minutes, but I want to start with the tefillah that comes from the main rabbi of the Tver Shlomo, from Rav Meir Rottenberg, May after the Balor L'Shamayim, a Talmud of the Chozeh, and this is the tefillah Akdama inside his Sefer. So we're just going to do the bracketed section, and this tefillah should, not only does it, I believe it summarizes Chassidus, the entire tefillah here, but it also summarizes, I believe, all of the Yadus, really, in a certain sense. And this is the tefillah begins that appears at the very outset of his Sefer. He says, Vazreini, or really Vazreinu, help us. Let the feelings of nemichus, let the feelings of I'm not so big, and that I'm shafel, and I'm a biryan nemucha, v'afela, I'm a degraded creature. Fear yirascha upon the vitti echta. May I fear God so that I don't sin. Yismach libi tamid b'cha. May my heart always be in joy in the presence of God. Asher barasani lichvedech v'avaz tativar v'kivir b'choleis. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fire is within me, and that's what I was created for this. And may the wisdom of God be so that I should always have this picture in front of me, God's greatness. And that which I can't understand, and to be comfortable with that, to accept that which I can't understand. That my heart should not be raised up, and I shouldn't run after honor and greatness and wealth. My soul should pine to do that which is upright and straight in God's eyes. I should be ready to be moist in nefesh at any point. And God Almighty, remove all the things that separate me from you. Return me in repentance. May everything I do be pleasant, not just for the people around me, but and I shouldn't be confused in the service of God. Kitzur, what you see over here is a tefillah. This is right up there with the tzetel katan of Rav Melech Mizhensk. This is right up there with the tefillah of Rav Melech Mizhensk. The beauty of these words and the way that they express what a true Eved Hashem feels within their hearts is, I think, instructive of where the Tefer Shlomo is coming from, who is Rebbe Amar, and where his Torah comes from. So we start a little bit by learning his Torah. Let's take a look at source number two. Source number two comes from Tefer Shlomo, Chelek Mu'adim, Rosh Hashanah, Lamedal, and Reveiz, Dibramas, Luchin, Tzadikim. And what the Tefer Shlomo is talking about over here is the Ma'al of Tzadikim. We find consistent themes throughout all the Svarim of the Radomsker. I'm not saying this because I've seen enough, I'm saying this because this is what I read. Consistent theme is the Midah of Yesod, foundations. And Yesod is connected to Tzadik, Yesod Tzadik, and all the Tzadikim, with the Tikkun of Yesod, with the rectification of this Midah of Yesod, everything is able to sprout forth from this. That's where Tzemach Yeshua has come from. That's where true Torah comes from. So we find constantly Lishonus, the Radomsker, is at his most radical, is at his most shocking when talking about Tzadikim, when talking about the matter of what a Tzadik is and how a Tzadik functions. And he quotes the verse, V'chein Tzadikim yiru v'yismachu v'chassid merini agilu. Listen to this. Yivur al pi ayadua goydol ma'alos ha-tzadikim. We'll explain how great it is, what the matter, how great the matter of tzaddikim is. Chol anilvim leim, v'stoifim v'tzelum, v'chatim v'raglim v'kapit neyem. Hashem yeisba, bal shemtav l'olam v'giladavar, l'afidz, Anan Oro Al Pnei Teva. Why is it that we find with Baal Shem Tov all of a sudden, there was such a concept of tzaddik before, but now all of a sudden there's a concept that people are going to draw themselves to these chatzeres, that people are going to go and to visit the tzaddik, to watch the tzaddik eat, to watch how the tzaddik carries out his daily activities. Why is there such a thing? Why did that start with Baal Shem Tov? And why is this inyan by chassidus? Kodem azman azeh hayu tzaddik imedor ha'oskim mitorim avodim yis chassadim, hayu pirushim yoshim bateim vayu kadoshim torim. Previously, the model of a tzaddik was somebody that was a separatist, was somebody that was hidden behind the thick tomes of their works that they were studying, and deeply ensconced inside their Basei Medrash and Yeshiva, and they were Kedoshim Teorim, they were obviously very pure and holy. Achat b'doris halalu, but now in our generations, and this obviously speaks of our generation as well. What the Baal Shem Tov innovated is that people will burst forth into the chambers of the tzaddik and call out the tzaddik to the people as well. That's what he innovated, because we have to grab on to these cedars of Lebanon, to these arzei Lebanon, to be mechazik ourselves. 10 people hold on to one. Everybody according to their level. Of the Sakidoshim. In the future, we will see all the tzaddikim, and we'll be greeted by the mamas and the papas, by the avos and imos, that tzaddik mashilifnein mechol dor vador, and we'll see all the tzaddikim midoros kamay. Ulezois lo nuchel asik bilti yisdabkus im tzaddik yador sheyichiru loch yomim tovim lor nis v'neilet. Mirat Hashem Mashiach is going to come, and we're going to have an opportunity to meet Avraham Avinu, meet Asar Imenu. We're going to have an opportunity to meet David HaMelech. We'll see Rav Kook, we'll see Rav Nachman, we'll see all these tzaddikim. How will we have any concept of how to interact with them? How will we have any concept of what to do when we see them, or how to react to their presence if we don't attach ourselves to tzaddikim that are here with us now? If we don't take advantage of the fact that there are tzaddikim here with us now and to connect ourselves to them, it's like a practice run, at least. This whole world is a practice run. But it's a practice run for what the future will bring when all the tzaddikim will come back together in that great circle. Zeh remez v'loshen hazeh. This is what is merumas. V'chein tzaddikim yiruv yismachu. Mirtz Hashem, we will see and we will be joyous. Mashniskiros pnei tzaddikim zos yasimcha gam ata. The joy that we have now, when in the presence of a tzaddik, the joy that we have now when we go to a tzaddik will be the same joy. Will be a tamtzis. It's a reference point for the joy of seeing all the tzaddikim in the future. Yiruv yismachu. And then we say, we should be happy being in the presence of tzaddikim now. And because of this, we're happy. Because we're able to go and greet them. They could show us their kiddushah. Amen. And because of this, so we'll be able, part of this is his own aspect of seeing the rebuilding of Jerusalem and Zion, and we should see all these tzaddikim. So in a sense, connecting to them now and learning their Torah and learning about their biography and learning about who they were and how they lived, so that in a sense is an aspect of this Torah, is connecting to what we will see. Mirat Hashem, we'll all be able to greet the Tefer Shlomo, may it be soon, and we'll be able to say, look, we connected to your words. Another Torah for Tefer Shlomo. Tefer Shlomo exhibits deep, deep psychological insight in his Torah, and with also an immensely gratifying focus on chasadim, on chesed, acts of loving kindness, and rachamim, and mercy, and kindness. So listen to what he says. Kimala Aretz Chamas. He's talking about the Parshas Noach, obviously. Here's Rashi. Rashi says, Lenechtem gzadin namel ala gezel. So you have this whole generation, and the Torah and the Chazal tell us that because they stole from one another, because they stole, that's why their judgment was sealed. Chorem ena muvan. Really, it doesn't make any sense. Ma bekach shegazla rishayim yishmei Yisrael. What does it mean that these Rishayim, these evil people, stole from one another? Right, all of a sudden, God cares so much about the money and the petty crimes of these Rishayim. There are so many other things. We know that they were involved in the big three virus as well. All of a sudden, Nechtav Dinam, on Gzela, that's the big deal. That's the thing that goes ahead and causes their whole world to be overturned and destroyed. How could that be? Achen hine mevur. Listen to what he does over here. B'medrash Rabba, sheshol Avram Avinu le'ashalom b'shem ben Noach. Avram asked Shem, "Ech nitzaltem atem yimei ha'mabel? How were you guys saved from the flood?" Micharnaf agadol shay ba'olam, and from God's anger at the time, kiviyachol. Amar lo sheinani yodea davar. I don't know. Because we had mercy on the animals that were with us, because we were kind to animals, because we saw even for animals to have kindness. If you have kindness on animals, hopefully you have kindness towards human beings. So it's an amazing thing, because if you think about the Torah is sort of a catch-22. Right, it's almost as if he's saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them, the Teva itself is not necessarily the thing that saved them, it's what they did in the Teva that saved them. The Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have had the Teva sink in a moment's notice. It's because of the Gemilas Chasadim that was Muslim to them to do. It was almost that they were already starting Olam Chesed Yibana. How do you build a new world? The way that you build a new world is that you start to do Chesed in the Teva, and that is what allows them to emerge into the world. It says that Adam Skrib, Emes Kain, because they had and they aroused this mida of mercy in their good deeds, al kol asher hayu b'teva, ayidei kein yiskolu rach min hashamayim, because we acted with loving kindness and mercy, thereby HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy came down upon them. Adam v'hema toshi Hashem, and man and beast were both saved. Adam v'schus v'hema, and man was saved in the schus of the behema. Now, this is the Radomsker taking this medrash. He's asking a question. I mean, the creativity here, this is all him. This is all him. The creativity here is staggering. It's an and the idea seems so natural. It doesn't seem, this seems like, it's almost, you read this and you feel like, oh, yeah, this is Pashit. This is exactly what I thought about when I heard Parshas Noach being read in Shul. It's so intuitive that this is how it is. And this is the ease with which the Radomsker interpreted Divrei Chazal and interspersed it with understanding Divrei Torah as well. He says, "Midik neged midoy misar rachmanus Hashem aleim aval malaretz chamas mipneim lohay behem rachmanus chaynechtam gzardina." But the rest of the people, the gzela was indicative of the fact, right? Had the rest of the generation been in the table, they would have stolen the food from the animals also, probably. That's who they would have been. Continuing on, and I guess we'll try and get in as much Torah here as possible, but I'm also, as usual, cognizant of everybody's time. I'm sure you guys are super exhausted from all the amazing work that you do. Let's take a look a little bit more. So to show you another aspect of the Radomsker's Torah, there are places in the Tefer Shlomo, which comes from the hands of the Radomsker, there are places in the Tefer Shlomo where he just goes free associative, almost flights of fancy. The only parallel, really, that I know of in Sifrei Chassidus is Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman, Zebechina, 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 Zeb, the chains of Bechinos, and the free association of ideas and interspersing them together, you find an analog in the words of the Tefer Shlomo. I think in many ways the way in which these two tzaddikim were able to weave together Torah ideas from disparate places and to focus on the words and to split the words and to allow that to germinate into a Torah is amazing. If you look at the Likutim at the end of the Chelek Torah, where they have Likutim Ksav Yad that were printed later that weren't included in the original Tefer Shlomo. So if you look in the Likutim, you'll find that the Tefer Shlomo has Divrei Torah, they're like fragments of Torah, and it must be at a point that his mind was going so fast, that his ideas were running so fast. Rav Kook actually writes about this. Rav Kook writes about the scharchoras, the almost like in English you would say the nausea that comes from being overloaded. Right? Sometimes we have aram in a shamayim, so you find yourself like you're in like an amazing shir, you're hearing like amazing Torah, and one idea connects to another idea, and like all of a sudden you start connecting the Rebbe or the teacher's words, and you're like almost overwhelmed. It's almost like, right, you almost start to like bug out a little bit. It's too much. So that's what we find there. Radomsker at a certain point, in a certain stage in his writing, is just fragments, words, and you have to do all the work connecting them because it's just like impossible to read and understand. It's just like it's total bechinas. So he writes over here, just to show you how this works. In this particular instance, this is one of many. He says, "La'aretz asher ekanakti mefirish hapasuk ve'elukim asos yirum lefanav." God made it so that we should be in fear and awe of God. Perish ikar brius ha'olam asher yirum lefanav. The ikar bria of the world, the main reason for the creation, the main purpose of creation, is that we should be in awe of God. Shiyah yirasa nikar ke'olam kemashuk shiyah yirasa nikar ba'olam. That the fear and the awe of God should be seen in the world. That Bereshis is an amalgamation, a permutation, is that we should return in fear and in awe of God. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. God made everything, and this is where Yiras finds its way. Tiferes Shlomo is locating Yira as the central kernel of all existence. He says, and we know that the world was created from the Eben Shesia, which is underneath the Dome of the Rock nowadays on Har Abayis. So Shemimena Hushka Sa'olam, Chazal tell us that the world was created from it. That's the main place of Yira. And that's why we have concepts in Halach of Mara Mikdash. That's why we have the city itself, that people interpret the city, tzaddikim say, Yerushalayim Yerushalayim. This is a city of full Yira. So you see the free association, the idea starts to balloon until it's, you find this with Rabbi Nachman's Torah, the idea balloons to a point that encompasses everything. Everything is encompassed in the idea. And that's why that's the place that God tells us, the Torah tells us, Shalosh Pamim Vashani Yerech Kos Charecha. We have to see and be seen at that place. We have a mitzvah of Re'iyah when we come to Har HaBayis. We have a mitzvah of Re'iyah when we come to Shalayim and Shalosh Regalim. And then we say, Kederech Shabal Liras Kach, Baal Yiras, Lashon Yerech Ki Iker Hamshachas Ayira Misham, the main place which we derive Yiras Hashem, comes from that. And what he's doing now is that the word Yira is sort of oscillating, not just from awe, it goes from like fear to awe, and now it comes to visualization. It comes to actually seeing it. How am I in awe? And how do I find, how am I in fear? By visualizing. The place that we have, the Judaism has no representation, visual representation of divinity. The closest we have is the Yir Kli L'Siofi. We have the most beautiful city in the whole world. We have the city that the whole world was created from. Right? Mesos Kol Yifeinov, Mesos Kol Aretz. So that's the place in which we draw Yira from. Misham Nikra Har Hamoria Har Yira'eh. Right? Usually we'll hear a chazan say that out loud during Hashanah. The Har Yira'eh. Lashon Yirav Zesha Kosav Achra Kei Da'ati Adati Kirei Elikim Ata. God says to Avraham Avinu. So the Radomsky continues over here, amazing. He says, Da'ati Adati, of course God knows that Avraham Avinu is Yirah Shamayim. Avada, right? He made the trip there. How does he know that Avraham Avinu is Yirei Elikim? Because he's combined his Yirah Shamayim with being in Hara Maria and Yerushalayim. So that's this free associative idea that takes one concept and just allows it to balloon and to germinate and develop into an amazing idea. We'll skip the next source just in the interest of time. I want to give you guys a taste, the tamtzis of all this. We could spend, if I were more skilled, we could probably spend the whole shiur on just a single one of these Torahs, but just to show you just how beautiful and what a Torah amesamachas this is. And time is already running out. So this comes to Tver Shlomo, Chelek HaTorah, Parshas Vayechi. Listen to this beautiful idea. And this is, again, the aspect of Rachmanis and the psychological depth and the kindness that comes through in the Torah of the Radomsker. He says, Memez l'malas ha-tzadik ha-mashpia kol tov ma'orech hesed elyon. The job of a tzadik, like we saw with Noach, ish tzadik is to bring down God's chesed to the world, to bring it. Tzaddik at the end of the day is not there to teach us Torah. Tzaddik at the end of the day is not there to admonish us. Tzaddik at the end of the day is not there to go ahead and to give us shirayim. All those things are jobs of the tzaddik and vocations of the tzaddik. If you could boil it down, at least in the Tiferes Shlomo's parlance, the job of the tzaddik is to bring down chesed. The job of the tzaddik is to implore God on behalf of everybody else to have mercy. To be, we see this in Shas also, we see this in Tefillin Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol, right? Yishmael Kohen Gadol is Oyler Gedush Mitaril, and he has an audience before Kisei HaKavan. And what does he say? Shigol Rachamecha Midosecha. Have mercy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on your creation. Have a little mercy on us. That's what the tzaddik asks for. That's what the job of the tzaddik is at the end of the day. The tzaddik wants to see the good of the Jewish people. We see this with the earth tzaddik, with Moshe Rabbeinu, Alev HaShalom, says, Vayigdal Moshe V'yetzel Achiv. Listen to a Radomsker Perish on this pasuk. Perish. Zeu Vayagdalasa. What was the greatness of Moshe? Masha Hayimitzta'er V'tzaras Yisrael. He was so well, and it's an amazing thing because Moshe didn't have to experience the suffering of the Jewish people. He could have remained in the palace, but he was yotzi to see the tzar of the Jewish people. The kulam hayu ke'ech of mamish. Everyone was like a brother, was like family to him. This is how Moshe merited to become the manig ador. He the main job and the main service of the Jewish people is that we are arevim zelazeh. So what the Radomsky does in his parish, heim hamisharsim ha-holchim ederech ha-yashar be'avudas Hashem, people that go straight in the paths of service of God, baruch hu kashem, shol mevakshim zeh ba'ad zeh, mitzat n'tov ezulasa. So in a way, it's a double entendre. It's right, we're shol b'shloim chaveiro. Right, it's like, what's the most Jewish thing? The most Jewish thing is like shalom aleichem. Right, it's like the most Jewish thing you could do. Shalom aleichem, and to mean it, and to say it, and to really mean it. Mashloimcha, right? How are you doing? Right? Obviously, that could be expressed in different ways. Ma'matzav, right? What's up?
I guess the Torah also mashlom echav. When Yaakov sends Yosef, he says mashlom to find out. You know, I think
this is Radomsky, has
it? I think.
Not familiar. That's awesome. So that's the concept here. He says the zubechina shoel, right? We know in halacha. That we have when there's a shoel, so the shoel is kol ha'anor shalom, right? This is the ikker pleasure that we get that of being a yid, is being darish v'shal chaver, to be ma'aser dash, right? Let's do one or two more Torahs and then we'll finish. So one Torah for Shabbos Parshas Chazon and the Shabbos that's Baalein Latova, and to what the Shabbos means in Radomsk. And the Radomsk says it's nothing short than one of the most, if not the most important Shabbos of the year. We know that the 21 days of the Bein HaMetzarim period, so you can tell us, are connected to 21 days between Rosh Hashanah and Shemini Atzeres, that these are parallel times, and that one can affect and one can accomplish the same sort of spiritual gains. During this time, we say, Dir Shashem B'matzim, the first Haftorah, the Tlas, the Puranusa. This is a time, even though we would say, people tell you, it's ominous time, it's a dangerous time, it's a scary time. Bilam HaRasha already told us, and we should take his advice. Bilam said, Kilo Nachash B'Yakov, Lo Kosam Yisrael. Right? We don't play games with superstition. We're not Tachas the Mazalo, say Mazal Yisrael. Ayin Mazal Yisrael, says the Tchina Rav. We connect to Ayin. We connect to something above all this. So during this time that may seem kol chashuchim, that may seem very dark, actually what's hidden beneath this is actually the greatest possible light. You could see just lefi godel hester, because the greatness of the hester, that will be the godel, that will be the erech of the gilui that comes after the revelation. So says the Radomsky, az tirtzah, shes shabt seisev, egoimer, b'harshut v'chukosai, talking about Shemitah, Hanira lefarish kavanos hakosav lehoris godel malas yom hashabbos bizman hagolus. How important and how great is Shabbos in the time of our exile? Shabbayon haShabbos yish simcha lifnei Hashem yisbarach baruch hu. Kivyachol, there's joy. Hashem is joyous when Shabbos comes. Yaitim bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim. More than the time that the Beis Hamikdash stood. Striking lashon is an understatement. Mishum de b'Shabbos kodesh naseh yichud lemala gam bizman hagolus. Even though we're in exile, when Shabbos comes around, there's a unification of the worlds. If you're like me and you sneak in a nusach start in an Ashkenaz shul, so you say kegavdin dinim misyach demiroz de echad. Shabbos is a time that all the different streams, all the different colors, all the different varieties, everything comes and is ole bekana achas. Everything is ichud afachim. Everything comes together on Shabbos. Kukviya v'kayama. Shabbos can never be taken away from us, right? Shabbos is something that always stands forever. Beis Hamikdash could be destroyed. Shabbos can't be destroyed. And then during the days of the week, Kadosh Baruch Hu is kivyachol together with us in galus. So there's a galus physically from space, from Eretz Yisrael, and there's a galus from time. There's a galus during the days of the week. We all enter feelings of tzaddikim. Read Vayitin Lecha, read Seder Motzei Shabbos. You'll see the comparison is nothing short than a person that's going out into galus. That's it's galus in time. We're in Eretz Yisrael in time, Beis Hamikdash in time, which is Shabbos, and then all of a sudden it's the weekday, Saturday night, right? So that's why we do Malav Malka. But we try our best. But God is also the galus. Aderech ima anochi b'tzara. God is together. He's mishtatif b'tzaron shel Yisrael. In kenk sheba yom Shabbos kodesh yesh laHashem Yisbarach simcha gedola. And then Shabbos comes and God Almighty is kivyachol in joy with us. Shnasa yichud v'yetz me'adolus. That God too comes out of galus with us. Aval v'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim haya yichud nasa gam b'chol. When the Beis Hamikdash was around, that yichud Shabbos could also be felt during the week as well. Ela b'Shabbos hayichud gadol m'mala yoter. And then Shabbos in times of Beis Hamikdash was, can you imagine what a Shabbos in times of Beis Hamikdash was in Cain, lo haya simcha l'Hashem yisparach chokach. So then it wasn't so different. Right? You hear the genius in this? nowadays, right, we said kifigodla hester kachgodla giloi, because the according to the level of the occlusion is the level of the revelation. So nowadays there's a real difference between Shabbos and the days of the week. Golus is really felt during the days of the week, and Shabbos is a real essence of Geula. In the times of Beis Hamikdash, it wasn't such a difference, because during the days of the week you could feel Shabbos also, because there was a Beis Hamikdash, there was Oymid Al Tila. So God was it. So now, Zepirsh Az Bismana Golus Tirzar, it's a Shabbos. Said, now when we're in Golus, the land will crave its Shabbos. Heim Hashotsim Heim Aliratzim Fnei Hashem Besimcha Gedola. That we do Shabbos, even Shabbos Chazon, we know what's ahead of us. That's Besimcha Gedola. Kamasha Kostatu, the Shabbos Kodos, Rav Lach Shabbos V'Emet Kavacha. It's enough sitting in the Valley of Tears. Yemei Amitzarim Min Yudzayim Atamis Letishu Vav Heila Emet Kavacha. The time that we're in now is the Valley of Tears. Vaz Rav Lecha Shabbos Yoim HaShabbos Kodesh B'Yemei HaMitzarim Hu Yoter Gadol Mikol Yimos HaShana. The Baal Shem Tov taught us a way in which Torah, even the most difficult psukim, even psukim that talk lechor about difficult, sad things, can be elevated and can be transformed into something joyous and uplifting, and can be a balm for a weary soul. He says, Rav Lecha Shabbos Yoim HaKabacha, Rav Lecha Shabbos. The Shabbos and the Emek Habacha, the Shabbos during the time of the year, that's the time of year of tears, that Shabbos is Rav Lecha. That Shabbos is a great Shabbos. Yoter Gadol Mikol Yimos HaShana, greater than all the other times of the year. Look at this creativity, look at this genius. When I say that, you know, you find different houses of Hasidus express different aspects of the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov, which is really the Torah of the Arizal, which is covered in a different way and expressed and packaged in a different way. So when in Radomsk you find all of it, the Radomsk, the free associative, the gematria side of it, the remuzim, the pshat side, the engagement with the pilpul, this is why just by sheer force of his Torah the Radomsker became the Radomsker. Neshi Yumeachol Godol Atzar Lechem Shabbos Kodesh Yisrabe Asimcha Lemala Kimasha Kasev Yom Hashvi Nesal V'Yashav Kisek. I mean, what a thing! Because the pain we feel during these weeks, during the pain of Mitzrayim, because the pain that we feel is so great. So the Shabbos, when the pain is relaxed, so we rise to. We rise to such a high level. Can I do two more? Can we do two more? Is that okay? Okay. So the last one, and this is, I'll say this as someone slightly older than you guys. I would say one of the things that still keeps me from is that I'm employed. But the other thing that's my jobs. But one of the things that also keeps me a mom and gives me such chizuk is friendship. Is friendship. If I were to give advice to anybody that's looking to make sure that their avodas Hashem is something that is perpetuated and continues, it's k'nei lecha chaver. Acquire for yourself a friend, people at all costs. The Torah is niknes b'chabura, and the dark avodas Hashem is niknes b'chabura. Listen to what the Radomsker says about friendship. We know this from all the tzaddikim. Pizetzna taught us that when you reach the highest level in your own personal avodas Hashem, after you're an Avreich and after you're a Talmud, so you get to Neimach Shavatova, you gather with friends, and you spill your guts to them. And these are the friends that are going to keep you on the straight and narrow. Friendship is such an, it's not just a nice thing, it's such an important yisod, dibur chaverim, such an important yisod in Yahadus and avodas Hashem. And the Radomsker says, and this comes from the Hakdama of Oel Shlomo and Sefer Shlomo, it's Asmir, Vav ma'odis avas reim v'dibur chaverim. And the Radomsker loved very much the concept of friendship, circle of friendship, and connection of friends. Pama chasiper lefanav echad mi chasidav. One of the chasidim came and said, "Ki kasher bal chaver b'yiracheretz beratzli shtasheima." He wanted to hang out with his friend. He came to visit his friend. It was time to hang out. He nechaver upanim menorif. His friend turned his back on him and said, "Halach lomod. I'm going to learn." Looked even a little kirbo. They didn't chill. They didn't have a chill, right? V'hinei chavero hu hayagam came amistov mitzela kodesh shel zkeni zatzal. And this friend who had to go learn, had a chavrus or whatever, had to go learn instead of hanging out with his friend for a chill. So he was also chassid in a dumpster. Shebaish azel zkeni zatzal amr lo zkeni zatzal yu pit pata v'chachra yomer lo. So this is what the Radomsker said to him. This is the friend that turned away. Yaakov Avinu fights with the Malach, and we know that this is the Malach, this is the representative of Esav, our antagonist, and the Malach begs of Yaakov to leave because he has to go sing Shira, Kilusul from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chora, says the Radomsker, How did our rabbis know that this was the malach of the wicked Esav? That this was like a bad angel? What did you say that was bad? He's, I have to go sing shir of Baruch Hashem. What was bad about that? Must have been there was a good malach and not a bad malach. Says the Radamsker to this guy that turns his back on his friend. It's true. What was difficult for them? The Malach was wrestling with Yaakov Avinu. He was fighting with Yaakov Avinu. Right? The Teferis of Davos. Right? The Mizuk of Avram and Yitzchak together. Right? The Rosh Shifte Ka. If Haya Malach Tov lo Haya lo Leilich lo Mashir Rak li Yosei Tzil Yaakov lekao imen Shlemus. If this were a good Malach, he would have stayed by Yaakov. He would have had the opportunity to have yichidus with Yaakov Avinu, to sit, you know, maybe after you fight sometimes, you know, like when I fight with my brothers, usually afterwards, you know, you make up afterwards, right? And you talk about the fight. Malach should have stayed with Yaakov Avinu. What are you rushing back away from Yaakov Avinu for? The Kavim and Shleimus. How could he leave him and not stay in the presence and chill with Yaakov Avinu? Lishtashay is like, I'm not using the word chill for naught, but Lishtashay is like shashun, to play, to hang out. That's how we know there was the Sar of Esav. Right? It's enough to understand the import of these words. And this man who turned his back on his friend understood how important it was. Last thing, we'll finish off, because again, we've been talking about tzaddikim. I guess next week will be Mirtz Hashem, our last time learning for anyone that wants. Still, jury's out on what exactly, which toying with two things, whatever. So let's to talk about tzaddikim and what we're doing here, and what's this avodah of learning about them and their biographies. So this comes from Rav Avram Zelig Ayelevish Rabinovich. Dvar machad me'aktama sefer HaKadosh Shivchei Kohen. So it's a Radamsker Enikol, and he writes this in one of the Akdamas in the Sefer Shivchei Kohen from Rosh Shlomo Chanukah Kohen Rabbi Novich Hashem Yikom Dama. Listen to this. K'vay kedushas Rabbeinu Zatzal b'divrei Akdamas l'sefer HaKadosh Knesses Yecheskel hevi mizkeinu ha'chesed l'Avram. So he quotes his grandfathers and he says, Miparshas va'eiro, sha'atzadik nikra chai gam acher moso. The tzadik is still called alive even after they pass on from this world. It's like a lost item, a lost object. We lose something, we know it's here. I know it's gotta be here. Right? I left my phone on silent, but it's gotta be here. We know it's present. It's just that we can't see it, but we know it's still here. The tzaddik is still very much here in this world. We don't see. This is why we can't stop mourning over tzaddikim, because we cannot receive tanchumim. We can't receive, just like Yaakov Avinu with Yosef at tzaddik when his son Yosef was missing for all those years. We cannot be comforted on those that are still, in a sense, chai. Chai v'kayim. That's what we mean when we say they're still here. And that's what we mean when we talk about in rabbinic parlance, when we talk about the loss of tzaddikim, we say chaval al da'avdin, that they're lost. Not that they're gone, not that they're never coming, that they're avdil. They're lost. The tzaddikim are lost. They're missing object. They're still here, but they're not present in front of us at this moment. We don't forget them. Most of Rabbeinu Zatzal, let's dig deep and let's find a way to connect our souls. If a person learns Torah Lishma and connects himself to the osios, the letters of Torah, so by learning the words of these tzaddikim, we tie ourselves into the soul of the tzaddik that said them. We mentioned the first year, during the Gemara, this is how we bring Geula, by connecting these generations. To bring a sort of sense of rest and a sense of equanimity to the soul of these tzaddikim. So the schus is speaking about these tzaddikim, speaking out their Torah. So Mir Tzashem will be able to greet them just like we saw in the first Torah. And who knows if next Shabbos will be able to learn together with the Dumpster and all the other tzaddikim we've spoken about. The Chavrusa, the Chavura, the Hirvi Amen.